The gulf between the internet haves and have-nots is shrinking, and according to a new report, that's good news for African Americans. We turn now to Jeffrey Bennett for our final web check-in. He is the digital producer for News and Notes. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Tony.
So apparently the so-called digital divide is narrowing. Tell us about that.
Well, in 4 years, an estimated 56% of African Americans will be online, that rate growing by about 2% each year. And this is according to an agency called eMarketer, which specializes in internet market research. So right now, they say 46% of black Americans use the web, compared to 66% of the white population and about 70% of Asian Americans. And one of the report's analysts says that younger black internet users are most comfortable visiting social networks, downloading and streaming music and videos, and blogging and playing games, pretty much as one might expect. And black baby boomers are online in high numbers, mostly for checking email and catching up on news.
Well, this marks, as we said, the final time that we're going to hear about the latest happenings on our blog and the wider blogosphere. So we are joined by our other web producer named Jeff, Mr. Jeffrey Gardner. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Tony.
So News and Notes made some great strides at incorporating an online experience into our radio show. You were a big part of that. Tell us some of the highlights.
Oh, wow. Well, back in the beginning of, if you remember, the Gen 6 controversy, News and Notes was really the first and only national show to follow that story in the beginning before it hit the mainstream and really blew up. And as a result, there were sites like Color of Change that used News and Notes as a rallying point for their cause. And we had blog posts that would generate hundreds of comments, just based on this. And so that was a really big deal for us in the beginning.
You know, we're going to be having our final bloggers roundtable coming up after this discussion. So let me ask both of you, starting with you, Jeffrey, how and why were bloggers so crucial to our show?
Well, I tend to see bloggers as the social and cultural temperature takers of the community. And I think one of the great things about having bloggers on this show is that for people who had no idea what News and Notes was, but were readers of a particular blog, they came to know our show in a certain way. And then for people who listened to the show but didn't really care too much for blogging or blogs, were introduced to new voices. And so in that way, I think that sort of symbiotic relationship helped grow our audience and I think served the kind of reporting and coverage that we do.
Let me ask you, Jeffrey, do you think, Jeffrey Gardner, that we helped to expand the credibility of bloggers through this show?
Yeah, the blogosphere is growing in size, and you know, I'd like to think that our blog has something to do with the credibility aspect. A lot of people look at blogs as this new source of information, but who are you talking to? And you know, NPR has credibility. And there's something that goes along with that name, I think, and you associate it. We bring on bloggers, and we give them that. We lend them a much larger voice than they normally would. And I think as a result, we see the bloggers that we've had on, their own sites have grown, you know, exponentially.
You know, I suppose they've helped Jeffrey Bennett to, I don't know, shape our program somewhat.
They have, and I want to emphasize a point but not pat ourselves on the back too much. I think it's important to say that our show is the only show on a national stage that highlights black bloggers the way that we do. And I think when our show goes off the air, there will be a void in that space. And I think, you know, we give bloggers a voice in our show. We also give our listeners a voice in the show. I think when this show was reformatted a few years ago, we were given a mandate to unite the radio listeners with online listeners. And for NPR and for some sectors of the public radio space, that meant forging new ground, and we did that. So a lot of our listeners might not know, but you know, the comments they leave on our website, their thoughts make their way into our editorial meetings every day. And sometimes it shapes the way we cover stories. Sometimes it doesn't. But you know, we're listening, and we've appreciated their input.
You talk about how we've expanded. One of the ways that we have done that, even though this is a radio program, Jeff Gardner, is through the video presence that we have, and you are our main video producer. Talk for a moment about some of the most memorable interviews and performances that you taped right here in Studio B.
Yeah, right here, like you said, we have this 5-camera system that's really great, and really what separates the technology isn't so much what what the emphasis is the content. And you know, the discussions and conversations that you and Farai had with our guests, our ability to videotape and show that, you know, it really lends a whole new side to things. And like, we had a conversation with Rev Run and his wife Justine, and it would have been a normal interview, but when you see the video and you see the reactions in the back and forth, so you can see their facial expressions, and it really becomes a whole new thing.
I'll argue with her, but I realize at that moment, or she'll realize at that moment, okay, She's not agreeing with me. Yeah. One of us, wait a minute, finish. Like, one of us
no,
are going to have to back down.
No, you keep saying that, babe. I want to say something. Okay, okay. There. Anyway.
That was quite an argument between Reverend Run and his wife, and you didn't get the full flavor of it. You're right, unless you could actually see her expressions when they were talking to each other. Let's end it with this, guys. What about our Facebook and YouTube presence? Will that end on Friday as well?
Our social networks will remain intact, so people can still go to Facebook and YouTube and check out our archive of video and then leave comments if they have something to say that about our show 2 weeks from now. But our newsletter ends this Friday. So Friday's our last day for our daily newsletter, and we'll have more information there about how people can find other NPR email newsletters.
Jeff, you guys did great work.
Thank you very much, Tony.
Pleasure having you with us. Jeffrey Bennett and Jeffrey Gardner are the digital producers for News and Notes. They join me here in the studios of NPR West.